Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Matias. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jainsky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jainsky. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The left fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roberto Pena. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Matias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jainsky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is hit by the pitch. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pena fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melton moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matias scoops it up and throws to first, with Jainsky covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp strikes out. One out. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. May reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Melton reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthias hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jim Rowland now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Peña reaches second base with a double. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive towards the mound. Jainsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jainsky strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matias hits a pop-up towards third. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bradford strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Knoop reaches second base with a double. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jainsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Roberto Rodriguez. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Melton strikes out. One out. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matias strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Raleigh Fingers. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jainsky strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Munday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.